Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not telling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin, and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you very much. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I sure did.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely are you? Would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely?
150%.
Thank you very much. Should I record that as somewhat likely or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
We're doing okay. I mean, the only thing I think about is the crime here.
Crime.
These
kids stealing
these cars.
Thank you. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I've always voted.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Democracy. Fairness.
Thank you very much. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's personal reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue yes? On issue one, yes for issue one or no for issue one?
I voted for it.
So was that a yes?
Yeah, because what? In August it was yes. No, in August it was no. This time it was yes.
Okay.
So I voted yes.
Thank you very much. And why did you vote yes on issue one?
Because I don't feel like the government should be involved in a woman's decision to do anything with her body.
Just a moment. I need to type your answer. So just
okay.
Give me a few minutes. Thank you. So was it because I don't feel that the government should be involved in a woman's decision over her body?
That's
right. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And you said you voted yes on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote or going to be voting on issue one on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced experience these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads. Yes or no?
Say that again.
English language TV ads.
Okay, well, but what did you say right before that?
Oh, yes.
How did I find out?
Well, these are different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. We want to know if you experience these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads?
TV, newspaper, I mean, we're involved in the election, okay? Mm-hmm. My husband works on the polls, and we're also real good friends with Joyce Beatty.
Oh,
so, I mean, it was just a no-brainer.
Yes. So we do need to categorize it a bit better. So we do have a list we can go over, and you tell me yes or no if you have heard of any. Thank you. Now, what about a Spanish language TV ads?
No.
English language radio ads?
Yes.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
No, I'm not on social media.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Yeah, that, yes.
Someone coming to my door?
Yes.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
Yes.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it friends and family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrity or social media influencers, or other you would like to name?
How I found out about it?
Oh, well, we're trying to know whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most,
okay,
as well to be the most credible.
Probably my doctor, my pastor.
We need the most important.
Okay.
This one.
Which one? Doctor.
Thank you. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted? Oh, or if you voted in this election?
Did I what now?
Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
I mean, just like I said, government doesn't have any business in a woman's decision to do anything with her body.
Mm-hmm. But did you experience, saw, or heard anything about this that impacted how you voted in this election?
No, I mean, just the mere fact that women need to have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that someone else needs to make it for them.
So because this is a yes or no question, how should I record that?
How did I do what now?
How should I record your answer?
You say yes or no?
Yes, it is a question for yes
okay.
or no question.
Okay, well, say, give me the question again.
Yes, thank you. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Just the protests. Yeah, the protests.
Just the protests. Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No, I knew what I was going to vote.
And may I ask why?
Because I'm just a firm believer that you should have a choice. It's your body.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No. I knew I was going to vote.
Thank you. May I ask why?
Because that's my right, and I voted in all of the elections. Whether if it's one thing on the ballot, just like back in August, it was only the one thing on the ballot. To numerous,
thank
to presidential, special elections, I vote.
Thank you. And I just want to say, to get a few minutes to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides on issue one debate. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing.
Okay.
The first one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That is why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
And is that very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Because voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I find it convincing, yeah. Yeah, that should never happen.
Thank you. And is that very convincing or just somewhat?
Very, very.
Thank you. The next one is, legal experts say issue one allows abortion even if after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't find it convincing. I think that if a woman can't afford to have another child, it's their decision. It's their household. They know what they can take care of, and they know what they can't.
Thank you very much.
It's their decision.
And do you find that not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Convincing.
Very or not
very.
Convincing? Not very, I'm sorry. Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, it's convincing, because I feel that the state should not take away that right, of a parent to allow their child.
Thank you. Okay. So is it very convincing, just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one, joining them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing, because I just don't see a mother having an abortion in their last month of pregnancy unless there's a health issue to the mother or to the baby.
And should I record that as not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now, which party mostly shares your personal view on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
What is, I don't want Trump to get in there. I don't want chaos.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yeah. If it's on there, I'll definitely be voting.
Thank you.
On that
much.
Issue.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote, or are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown.
Is that a definitely or probably?
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. And once again, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Democratic Party nominee, or a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
No, Joe Biden.
Thank you. And may I ask why?
Democracy. And I mean, his level of experience in the Senate as a vice president, as a president, his morals, it's just a no-brainer.
Just a moment. I need to type your answer once again.
Okay.
Vice president.
where he's trying to take this country. You know, he's fighting a lot of wars right now.
Mm-hmm.
In other countries as well as right here in the U.S.
Thank you. Now, I do have something over here. You said democracy and his level of experience in the Senate
yes.
as a vice president
yes. Yes.
and values
from the Senate,
is a no-brainer.
From being a senator, vice president, to president, his wealth of knowledge, and his ability to be able to cross both Republicans and Democrats. You know, he sees no colors in that. And what I mean, and I don't mean colors, black or white and stuff, but I'm just saying that he's willing to work with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone is willing to do that.
Okay, so I added, let me tell you what I got. Democracy, first democracy, and his level of experience in the Senate as a vice president to being a president, and his values are no-brainer.
You're
he's
right.
willing, okay, he is willing to work with everybody.
Yeah, and he does.
Thank you very much. Now, we are about to be finished with the interview. So, first we need a few statistical questions. In what country were you born?
United States.
In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican
Democrat.
Party, or?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 to $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Thank you very much. And finally, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, and have a wonderful day, ma'am. We really appreciate it.
Okay, not a problem. Bye.
Goodbye.